Welcome to the Wellbeing Scriptures for today. Our motivation in this podcast is to be wealthy, healthy, and wise, based on God's Word, which gives life to our mortal bodies.
Reading from the Derby Translation, as we are going to be doing all through this week. Health Scriptures, Exodus 15, verse 26. And he said, "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of Jehovah thy God, and do what is right in his eyes, and incline thy ears to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the complaints upon thee that I have put upon the Egyptians. For I am Jehovah who healeth thee." Deuteronomy 7, 14 to 15. And he said, "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of Jehovah thy God, and incline thy ears to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the complaints upon thee that I have put upon the Egyptians. For I am Jehovah who healeth thee." Psalm 103, 1-5. "Bless Jehovah, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless Jehovah, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from the pit, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy old age with good things. Thy youth is renewed like the eagle." Deuteronomy 7, 14 to 15. "Thou shalt be blessed above all the peoples. There shall not be male or female barren with thee or with thy cattle. And Jehovah will take away from thee all sickness, and none of the evil infirmities of Egypt which thou knowest will he put upon thee, but he will lay them upon all them that hate thee." Proverbs 4, 20 to 24. "My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart more than anything that is guarded, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee perverseness of mouth, and corrupt lips put far from thee." Mark 9, verse 23. And Jesus said to him, "The if thou couldest is if thou couldest believe. All things are possible to him that believes." Acts 10, verse 38. Jesus, who was of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went through all quarters, doing good and healing all that were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. Romans 8, verse 2. "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death." Romans 8, 11. "But if the Spirit of him that has raised up Jesus from among the dead dwell in you, he that has raised up Christ from among the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies also on account of his Spirit which dwells in you." World Scriptures, Leviticus 26, verse 3 to verse 5. "If you will walk in my statutes and observe my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in the season thereof. And the land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. And your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time. And you shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land securely." Deuteronomy 8, verse 1 to verse 11. "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligent unto the voice of Jehovah thy God, to take heed to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that Jehovah thy God will set thee supreme above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Jehovah thy God, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy womb, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle. The offspring of thy king, and the offspring, and the increase of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket, and thy kneading trough. Blessed shalt thou be in thy coming in, and blessed shalt thou be in thy going out. Jehovah will give up, smiting before thee. Thy enemies shall rise up against thee. They shall come up against thee one way, and by seven ways shall they flee before thee. Jehovah will command blessings on thee in thy granaries, and in all the business of thy hand, and he will bless thee in the land which Jehovah thy God giveth thee. Jehovah will establish thee unto himself, a holy people, as he has sworn unto thee. If thou keep the commandments of Jehovah thy God, and walk in his ways, and all peoples of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of Jehovah, and they shall be afraid of thee, and Jehovah shall give thee abundance of good, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land. 1 Chronicles 22, verse 13. Then shalt thou prosper if thou takest heed, perform the statutes and ordinances which Jehovah commanded Moses for Israel. Be strong and courageous. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Job 36, verse 11. If they hearken and serve him, they shall accomplish their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Proverbs 11, 25. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Isaiah 1, verse 19. If ye be willing and hearken, ye shall eat the good of the land. Philippians 4, verse 19. For my God shall abundantly supply all your need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. What are well-being scriptures? 1 Kings 8, verse 56. Blessed be Jehovah, who has given rest to his people Israel, to all that he promised. There has not failed one word of all the good promises which he spoke through Moses, his servant. Psalm 118, verse 17. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of Jah. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Psalm 143, verse 10. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Let thy good spirit lead me in a plain country. 1 Chronicles 28:8-9. And now, in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of Jehovah, and in the audience of God, keep and seek for all the commandments of Jehovah your God, that you may possess the good land, and leave it as an inheritance to your children after you forever. And thou, Solomon, my son, know the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For Jehovah searches all hearts and discerns all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, you, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cut thee off forever. Mark 11, 22-23. And Jesus answering says to them, have faith in God. Verily I say to you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou taken away and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that what he says takes place, whatever he shall say shall come to pass for him. 24. For this reason I say to you, all things whatsoever you pray for and ask, believe that you receive it, and it shall come to pass for you.
Thank you for your time today. See you again tomorrow. Whatever in scripture.